This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A panel of experts commissioned by the World Health Organization has criticized China and other countries for not moving to stem the initial outbreak of the coronavirus earlier and questioned whether the UN Health Agency should have labeled it a pandemic sooner. Although the panel concluded that many countries took minimal action to prevent the spread of COVID-19 internally and internationally, it did not name specific countries. It also declined to call out WHO for its failure to more sharply criticize countries for their missteps instead of lauding countries for their response efforts. The pandemic has killed at least 2 million people worldwide so far. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization chief says it's not right that younger, healthier adults in wealthier countries get vaccinated against COVID-19 before older people in poorer countries. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus kicked off the WHO's week-long executive board meeting by lamenting that one poor country got only 25 vaccine doses, while more than 39 million doses have been made in nearly 50 richer nations. He says that the world is on the brink of a moral catastrophic failure in assuring access to vaccines. The WHO chief also raised the issues of the profits that drug makers can make in richer countries. Coronavirus deaths continue to rise in nearly two-thirds of American states as a winter surge pushes the overall toll toward 400,000 amid warnings that a new highly contagious variant is taking hold. As Americans observed a national holiday Monday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo pleaded with federal authorities to curtail travel from countries where new variants are spreading. The U.S. government has already curbed travel from some of the places where the new variants are spreading. This is VOA News.